This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us thereafter that, you know, I've given everyone a different level. I've given every gender different specialities. So I've also given people different amounts of material items. I've given people different amounts of various things. I've chosen and I've distributed. It was me. So Allah says, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Don't desire, don't wish for that which we have given others when we have raised some above others. Allah's given someone something. Allah's created different races. Allah's created different sizes, different shades of skin on one hand. Different levels of intellect. Allah's created different roles for everyone to play. So Allah says, you know what? Don't become depressed by wishing and wanting that which Allah didn't give you, subhanAllah, especially when it comes to something natural. If Allah didn't make you, for example, in a certain way, that's okay, subhanAllah. Be happy with Allah's decree. Be happy with the way Allah has made you. Be okay with your hair, with your looks, with everything else. Be fine with it. That's how Allah wanted to make you. Unless there is something absolutely abnormal, which you would be allowed to rectify and to correct. Don't even tamper with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He's telling this to us in a beautiful way. You want comfort? Just be happy with the way Allah's made you. You don't need to hide. You don't need to be embarrassed about your skin tone or the type of hair you have or how Allah has made you. Subhanallah. Just be happy. And this is why in Islam, we're taught to dress modestly and not to show off what we have in order not to create some hurt within the hearts of those who may not have. And it becomes a rat race where everyone is racing to look a certain way, to be a certain way, etc. When they don't realize Allah wants you to be different. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a deep understanding. The reason I mention this is many people lose their comfort. Many people plunge themselves into crisis because of thoughts. Thoughts of, I don't like the way my fingers are. I don't like the way my nose is. I don't like the way this is, that is, and I'm not too happy with this and too happy with that. Be excited about the way that Allah's created you. You know what? Those who are genuine will love you for exactly who you are and how you are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among those who are always genuine.